Good evening. My name is Phil, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Dear, does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a mere organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
Where are you calling from?
Yes, we're calling from Opinion Research.
Yeah, and what do you want?
Yes, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions.
Okay.
Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party?
Republican.
Thank you. As you may know, very few people actually vote in the primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida, the state legislature, and local offices like a school board on Tuesday, August 20th. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I definitely will vote.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? African American, Black, Asian, Asian American, White Caucasian, Hispanic?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. What is your age?
99.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Say that again.
Yes. Generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction or they have gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? Housing and property insurance costs, abortion, crime and public safety, hurricane and flooding preparation, K-12 education, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, overdevelopment, illegal immigration.
Inflation.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. First person, Ron DeSantis.
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
Unfavorable. Very.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Thank you. The remainder of the survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? Allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, increasing teacher pay, strengthening school safety and security measures, increasing the school choice options, improving the academic rating of the schools, or reducing class sizes.
Increasing school choices.
Thank you. You will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, You can indicate that as well. Charter schools.
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. Moms of Liberty.
Not familiar.
Thank you. Traditional public schools.
So-so.
Okay. If you would have to choose between very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, which one of those four would you choose?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Teachers.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Private schools.
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Your local PTA or PTO?
I don't know.
Thank you. Your county school board?
I don't know.
Thank you. Teachers' unions?
Unfavorable. Very.
Okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the job that your county school board is doing? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I don't know.
Okay. And how would you rate the quality of the schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I don't know.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes you? Local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all. Although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself someone engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. Or I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
The latter.
Would be, I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
Well, I'm personally not engaged, but I'm extremely interested in education, the quality of education.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income, or we need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools.
The first.
Thank you. As you may know, the elections for a school board are nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliation of the candidates do not appear in your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of the school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities, or the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values.
Well, I can't remember, but the second to last one.
Okay, you choose the second one.
The second to last.
Oh, okay. So that would be the first one. You go for the first one. I can read it back to you as well. The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Thank you. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them, or parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education.
Yeah, parents have a right to express their opinion.
Thank you. You will now be given a series of issue positions that a candidate might hold. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for a school board? If it would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. First one, a candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female.
Yes.
Support much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely?
More likely.
Okay, more likely would be much or somewhat.
More likely.
Thank you. If you would have to choose more likely, would it be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years.
I support that.
Okay, would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, or?
More likely.
Okay, that more likely would be much or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom. Much more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
More likely.
Okay, would be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports making classrooms, cell phone, and social media free zones during school hours.
I didn't understand the question.
Oh, let me repeat it again for you. A candidate who supports making classrooms, cell phone, and social media free zones during school hours.
I'm missing a word there before free zones.
Yeah, let me read it back to you. A candidate who supports making classrooms, cell phone, and social media free zones during school hours.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Would that be much more?
That. Much more.
Okay,
yeah.
Much more likely. Okay, thank you. And a candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
Yeah, much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
I don't know.
Okay. A candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida.
I don't have an opinion on that.
Thank you. A candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
I'm very much against that.
Okay, so we have much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security.
I don't have an opinion on that.
Thank you. A candidate who supports the parental rights in educational law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
I'm very much in the support of that.
Thank you very much. And well, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish
How
for classification purposes.
Go on?
Just around five minutes more, a couple of questions more. I'll try to do this as fast as I can. We're about to finish. The first question is, how long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less, between 6 and 10 years, between 11 and 20 years, or more than 20 years, all of life?
More than 20 years.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would that be somewhat or very conservative?
Very.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college straight school, college graduate with associate's or second year degree, college graduate with bachelor's or 4 year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Thank you. Do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend a school? Yes, children or grandchildren in traditional public school. Yes, children or grandchildren in public charter or magnet school. Yes, children or grandchildren in private, religious, or parochial school. No, but children or grandchildren are homeschooled. No, or the last option, no, do not have children or grandchildren in school.
Do not have children or grandchildren in school.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check in your mailbox? Every day, not every day, but multiple times per week, once a week, not frequently, a few times a month or longer?
Every day.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Sir, I really do appreciate your time.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye, and have a wonderful day.